Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Zoltan Acs. And his last name is spelled A-C-S. Zoltan is the first name. If you're Googling him, Zoltan, give us a website where we can find you and find your work.
All right. The website for the Global Entrepreneurship Index is called thejedi.org.
All right. So thejedi, G-E-D-I.org. Okay.
Thejedi.org.
A lot of, you got some videos there, too, don't you? People can watch.
We got some videos. We got some press clips. We got some products. So we got a whole thing there.
Right. The big reports there. So check that out, folks. Zoltan, when the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor first came out, I remember seeing that America was number one in entrepreneurship, and I stuck my chest out, and I was so proud. And for a few years there, that's kind of what happened. But for the last several years, America has not been the leader in entrepreneurship in the world, according to the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor and the JEDI. And to some degree, our success in exporting the beauty of entrepreneurship, the beauty of liberty, has put us not number one anymore. And actually, in a maybe a strange way, I think that's good for America. What do you think?
Well, I think your observation is correct that America has. Here's what we don't know. If we've slipped or other countries have moved up, and I think some of both of that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we somehow have thought that this happens automatically. And, you know, I have a student of mine, and we were working on liberty this last semester, and we came up with this phrase, the maintenance of liberty.
Right.
And you know, it's, yes, the forefathers put it there, but it needs watering. And the same thing with entrepreneurship.
I wrote an article about that after the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, it's been there all along.
The maintenance of freedom.
It needs maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, most things in a society need maintenance. And periodically, we forget, we don't water it, it starts wilting a little bit.
Right.
And I think that happened with entrepreneurship just a bit in the last decade.
But the reason it's going to get maintained over the next few years, Zoltan, is because I don't think big companies are going to go back to hiring millions of people anymore.
Well,
and all the people,
Jim,
who are unemployed right now are going to
I saw something terrible in the paper yesterday. I don't know if you saw this.
What?
I was so upset I almost dropped the paper. Headline news in the New York Times. The government is setting up a $1 billion research fund to develop new drugs.
Huh.
To myself, isn't that what the drug companies are supposed to do?
Exactly.
And it's that they don't have any money. I said, what do you mean they don't have any money?
Yeah.
I'm like, what on earth is going on?
Yeah.
So the big companies are, you know, they're just not doing their job.
Well, the thing is they're doing their job differently. I think that's the way to say it, Zoltan. And my point is if all these 17 million people who are unemployed or underemployed, if they're going to feed their family, if they're going to take care of themselves, they're going to have to find a way to do it on their own. And I think that's going to create a new drive for entrepreneurship. What do you think?
Well, not only that, you know, the way, you know, America, we react a lot. So people are starting to look around, and they're all saying, hey, we can do this. And so there's that entrepreneurship engine is being started again. You know, we're like on that Indianapolis 500 racetrack, and the guys are like revving their engines, you know.
Right.
And guys are jumping in the other cars, and I think we're going to start running around that track. I mean, you know, when a few people start doing it, everybody else sort of is going to say, oh, that's the way to do it. So I do see this decade as a revival of entrepreneurship in America, becoming again. Because you see, if we get entrepreneurship around the world, that's really good. But I think the best place still, if we get this started running again to grow and develop a company is here, because
well, the world needs
to make it really easy.
The world needs America to be the wellspring of entrepreneurship.
Right.
Because this is where it was founded.
Yeah.
We don't, America doesn't have to be this year's number one entrepreneur country, next year's entrepreneur country. It's okay if forever and ever we're number two or three perennially,
yeah.
But the world needs America to be the wellspring.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Give us the website again, Zoltan.
The website again is thejedi.org.
So go there, folks. Watch some of those videos. You'll see what I'm talking about. Zoltan, I'm looking forward to being with you on Friday at the Heritage Foundation. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Great, Jim. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, see you then. Folks, check it out at Zoltan's website. You'll see more about this event at his website, thejedi.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.